Kangaroos is part of a Waratahs Get Talking tour, and it's coming out to the bush. Tom is in Dubbo this morning for some clinics and a chance to maybe open up the pathways for some young blokes that really do love their rugby. Tom, good morning.
G'day, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
I said you'd prefer to be on the far side of the world. I bet you're feeling the strain a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. I would prefer to be over in England right now. I've got to get up early tomorrow morning and watch the boys play, but, you know, it's great to be home and see the family for a bit.
Certainly. Get Talking. What's that about?
Just an initiative by the Cheer, the charity, and the New South Wales Positive Rugby Foundation, just to come out and have a chat about mental health. And there's a few Sevens players and a few Waratahs coming out just to talk to the rugby clubs in the drought-affected areas, and it's all about smashing the stigma of mental health and addressing the elephant in the room is the aim of the Talking Tour.
That here, of course, is an elephant, and it was, I think, the initiative of Paddy Ryan, isn't it? Your fellow Waratahs and Wallabies prop forward from up in New England, who saw that as a way that we often ignore the elephant in the room.
Yeah, exactly. Paddy's been a real bit of advocate for mental health around the Waratahs, and, you know, it's definitely had an effect, certainly in our team, you know, a lot of the players. I know specifically when I went into a lot of the players and the staff always asked about my mental health, and that was really helpful for me. So, you know, if we can install some of those lessons into the country rugby clubs, I think that'll be a great thing.
And of course, Dan Vickerman's untimely death in the last 12 months or so, I think that was a real clanging bell for a lot of people, wasn't it?
Yeah, that definitely was sort of the reason why a lot of rugby clubs that I know at Waratahs and the Wallabies, that they got involved in mental health, you know, after Dan passed away, you know, it was a bit of a sad time because we thought he was one of the ones that was doing quite well, and I knew Dan personally, and, you know, he always seemed like he was relatively happy, he didn't say much, but he was always, you never expect something like that to happen, so it's never the people you expect, so we're just trying to bring it out into the open, so if anyone does have those demons, they can talk about it.
Paddy, you're in Dubbo on your old stomping ground this afternoon. Where else is the tour taking, and who's with you?
There's a few Sevens players that are injured, Shannon Parry and a few others are coming around. It's going all over the country. I think there's about 10 or so locations, to tell you the truth. I think they're going mostly in the Central West, so I think they're doing one in Burlington, the big one in Cowra the other day. I think they're doing Bathurst and Orange, and then they're going up to the Central North or North West, back up to Tamworth and Armidale, where Paddy's from.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two main areas that they're going to do it.
Well, it's great that you're out and about, and appropriately this morning when we're talking to the Baggy Blues, who've taken their tour out to the west again to do that focus, and you've probably spoken to Gavin Robertson on Talk and Sport at some stage, and, you know, former Test cricketer, he shared the demons that he had as he moved from Test player to an ordinary cricketer, and he just had to have an income, and you know, that was a very powerful message.
It definitely is, and that transition period from, you know, being at the height of your sporting career back to, you know, working a job and being sort of the first time you're out in the workforce is definitely a hard time for a lot of footy players, and that's something we'll also be trying to address. And, you know, I think they're playing a few games of touch and everything, so if there's any good footy players out there, hopefully for something for next year.
Well, certainly a good opportunity to do that. I can't let you go without asking you. In a classroom at St Mary's School in Dubbo with Jacob Tratt, and he's back in the first grade with Sydney United in the A-League, and also Isaiah Yeo. Do you catch up with Isaiah? He's just chalked up 100 games. He's the captain of the Penrith Panthers.
I don't catch up with Yeo that much, because our training venues are quite different locations in Sydney, but yeah, I've been following Yeo and the Panthers, and obviously had a bit of trouble with their coach lately, so I thought that. But yeah, Yo's been going really good. He's caught some 100 games, and he's a massive part of that for the fans. He's absolutely great to him.
Well, you're coming out to the country. The country has developed some fine champions. We saw some of the cricketers in town during the week who come from the bush. You're one of the Wallabies who has come from the town of Yeovil, the school of Dubbo, and the Dubbo Kangaroos Juniors. So there's something about the air out here, and I wish you all the best in the tour.
No worries, thanks a lot, Jeff. I'd love to get out of here.
Yeah, good on you. Tom Robertson, Waratahs and Wallabies prop. Get Talking is the tour, and he'll be along with Shannon Parry and a couple of the other Sevens at a coaching clinic this afternoon at Apex Oval. And that coaching clinic starts at 4:30 at the Apex Oval.